Got it, Rex. Alex speaking.
Hi, Alex. How are you going?
Good, thank you.
That's good. I've just acquired a 08 STI R thing.
Okay.
Which I'm just going to use it for, like, you know, cruising with my cousin who lives with me, and he's FD07, and I'd like to do advanced driver training and check days and little things like that.
Yep.
So it's high case.
Mm-hmm.
It seems all fine, but it's high case. And I've had a few subies. I know what high case turbo subies do. So my first gut feeling was, I was looking on your website, was just to buy one of your 257 short motors and put it all together. And then I thought I probably should talk to you about a game plan. I mean, I'm not after huge power, because I think the car's probably way better than I am at this point in time. But plan, maybe build a stout bottom end. Like, I don't know, is it worthwhile doing like a closed deck setup and some head studs and stuff for my motor?
Depends on a couple of factors, obviously, where you want to end up in power and modifications later down the track.
Yeah, it might be a future-proofing. I'm 55, and I've done millions of kilometres of four-wheel driving and touring, but no track days, and I think the car's probably more than... I think I've got a way to go before I can use it to its full potential, but, yeah, I agree. Build a stout bottom end, and then in the future we can...
Building the car or building the engine, you would want to maybe spend the money in the right direction first.
Yeah, this is why I'm talking to you.
After a few track days, we find everyone gets a bit excited and would like more power. It doesn't have to be a huge amount of power, but even a bit more power.
Yep.
The factory 257s, they're a good little engine when they're tuned correctly, but they are susceptible or prone to engine damage, and that involves big end bearings, broken pistons, and then head gaskets eventually too. So there's a couple of common problems in that particular engine, which, you know, on the track would probably happen in due course. It's just a matter of time. So a forged bottom end is definitely the way to go for some more reliability.
So forges be all right.
That's right. If it's not used to its potential, it's just providing more reliability for you.
100%. Something I can drive the ring out of it and not do big end or a piston. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then potentially we could, like, if I actually a good enough driver, and, you know, I reckon the engine's probably big enough for the standard Brembo brakes anyway, et cetera, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So I'd like to do some advanced driver training and learn how to drive it and get potential out of it. But this is why I decided I better talk to you and not just buy a bottom end. So with forgies, like, am I right to, like, go for a Sunday drive cruise with my cousin and his FD and all that,
basically, the same bottom end that we could throw in your car, we could run in a street car. Absolutely. No dramas at all.
Okay, cool. All right. Yeah, because I have read about forged pistons. And
no, they're just a little bit rattly in colder climates.
Yep. I'm a Dandenong Rangers guy.
We normally let them warm up a little bit, you know. Don't take off straight away, but it's all basic stuff.
Yep. So, like, as I'm expecting that, you know, budget-wise, like, $4,000 for a bottom end, that'd go a long way towards doing a bit of machining and, like, maybe a good oil system. Like, I wouldn't mind doing a bigger turbo and stuff later on and injectors.
So, as an idea...
You know, I need to learn how to drive first.
Yeah, as an idea... A drive-in, drive-out scenario with a forged bottom end, head studs, the labour, the fluids, timing belt kit, a couple of little ancillary hoses, reconditioned cylinder heads, a full engine out, rebuild, back in again. Not making more power, but able to support the power because it's forged, is normally about $25,000.
25?
Correct.
I've screwed together plenty of Subi motors, but I don't want to screw together a bottom end. I've never done that.
Okay, well, we can sell you the parts if you like, if you want to put it all together.
Oh, I want to go with your machine shop too. I mean, my machine shop's great, and he's done heaps of diesels for me and heaps of NA and basic turbo Subarus, but if we're doing a Ford motor, I don't want to
Well, the motor that would be my choice for your car, you can buy them pre-assembled. There's no need to actually build them. You basically can't build it for that price here to that level.
Okay.
So they come from overseas, they're pre-assembled, they come with forged pistons, rods, bearing clearances, closed-decked, and they're brand
closed
new
deck.
Cases. Yep.
Is it O-ringed as well? Is that worth
doing? No, it is not O-ringed. You can do it, but it's just more money again.
Yeah. So and that's that's an off the shelf $25,000 deal.
Off the shelf. Normally, when $25,000, we say that's us doing it with us getting your heads reconditioned, reconditioning the top end, assembling it, fluids, timing belt kits, et cetera, et cetera. Bottom ends, if you're talking just bottom end, it's about $12,500.
All right. That sounds awesome.
That's just the bottom end.
And do I source that through you?
Yeah, you can get all that stuff through us. So basically, you just got to obviously work out. Maybe best thing to do is either, obviously you're far away, but whether you come in and we have a sit down and we run through the ins and outs so you're understanding what you're getting, what you're
paying for. I don't mind traveling. Yeah, I'll come
and then we put the build kit together for you, so that way when you need to assemble it, you build it to the same standard we would.
Yep.
But most of it's in stock, so we don't really have many dramas with supply.
Yeah, I like that. $12,000 for the bottom end. Yeah, that's I think that's the place to start. And then we'll give it a bit of a tune, eh? So it's got three maps. Can we make one map a bit how you're going and then keep the other two the same, or is that not how it works?
No, you can. We can tune it, and we can tune the SI drive, which changes the boost settings, et cetera. But the car will need a few accessories to be able to make that car or that engine be reliable also. Yeah, you can't just stick an expensive motor in and go to hack around the track.
We'll need fuel pump and injectors, rails, I assume.
Modifications will give you power, but things like an oil catch can, a baffled sump for doing motorsport applications, those accessories will help the engine live a longer life.
Yep, good. And is there a better oil pump system for it?
There is, but they're mega bucks. And for your average track days to start with, I wouldn't suggest it.
Are you talking like dry sump or
dry
just an
sump,
improved oil
correct.
Pump? Yeah.
Well, an improved oil pump is just a factory oil pump. It's a bit of a gimmick, to be honest, those modified ones.
Yeah, okay.
Factory oil pumps will do the job. You just need a proper baffled sump with an upgraded pickup in it. And that's your starting point. Then you can look at things like oil coolers if you want to do a few laps back-to-back.
Yep.
To help maintain the oil temp, which again keeps the engine happier in the long run.
Yeah, then we can like push the car pretty hard with how it is at the moment, with a nice clean tune from you guys, and then it's something I can go out and give it a good hard time and not worry about. Yeah, okay. $12,000. All right. So I'm talking early next year because I'm going to be working 7 days a week, and I'm going to put $12,000 aside.
Oh, well, you tell us when you're ready, man, and we can get you down. We'll run through all the ins and outs. You're going to need more than just the bottom end, obviously. You're going to need all the rest of the parts for the engine build, which means head studs, gaskets, water pumps, on the heads.
Yep. My engine shop probably do all right. He looks after me. I've been using it for many years because play with cars.
If you've got a good relationship, that's perfect.
Yeah.
There's nothing special about them. They're just another film there.
Yeah. They're Subaru head. Yeah, that's what I thought, which I've done heaps of in the past.
Yeah.
But the head studs, would you be like machining it and going to the 14 mils or just with that sort of level?
The jump there is quite significant, not just in cost, but in like what you're using the engine for. So again, we can run through this stuff in a consult with you, where you come in, we run through it all. Again, if you want us to spend the time with you, we're happy to do it. We charge an hour's labor for the consult, okay? And then basically, if the job goes ahead or you buy the parts off us, we just take it off the bill.
Yeah, cool. I totally think your time's worth paying for. I work for myself.
We'll make sure it's worth your while. Don't worry.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, that's what I want to do. I think I'm 55. I think there's a fair bit of driver training and practice for me to even need more, but if
where
you do it by a man that can handle it. Where?
Yeah.
I don't know yet. I've got to find somewhere, I guess, Winton and Sandown, I suppose.
Okay, you haven't taken it for a burn yet. Yep.
Oh, I've done some hot corners down around in the Dandenongs down on my little test tracks, and my last Subaru I built was a sleeper. It was a Forester with full version 4, everything in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was nice and quick. Felt like it accelerated faster than its STI, but, at about 140, it would try and take off and the steering would go floppy and didn't handle anymore, even with version 5 struts and everything in it. But this thing, I can't believe how sticky it is and how...
They're pretty good handling cars.
Yeah, I'm pretty blown away. I haven't even played with the centre diff thing yet because I want to understand how that works. I've got a funny feeling this might have some sort of torsion or something in the front.
Correct.
It does, yeah, it feels like it. Yeah, it's pretty good. But I think I've got a bit of learning to do before I can outdrive the car. But if we build a bottom end, then perhaps we can go a bit bigger turbo. The other thing is the intercooler on it. It is high case. The intercooler is a bit, oh, how do you say it? The fins, I could try and straighten them out, but it's seen better days. And I wouldn't mind just staying with a top man cooler, which I know inevitably will limit power. What do you, I look at a PWR.
You still get pretty good power out of them, mate.
Exactly. Probably
look,
more than
I think
I can use.
I think at this point in time where your car's at, if you just straighten the fins up a little bit, will be plenty.
Yep.
And even then, you know, it's not going to completely hinder performance for where your car's going to be at to start with, even with an engine build. Later down the track, yes, but I probably wouldn't be spending money on that straight away.
Yeah, 100%. I think the most important thing is that bottom end, and then it's good to go, I reckon. So, and one of my mates owns a shock company called Shockworks, and he's my neighbour and my mate.
Yes.
So we'll probably, I reckon there's probably a bit of time in, a bit of you know, potential in just getting that right and done and dyno. But we'll get to there. It's all working. Well, thanks, man. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Anytime.
I will come and see you. I probably can't see you before Christmas, but when do you come back? February or January?
We're back in Jan, around about mid-Jan. Sort of, I think it's 15th.
15th Jan? Yeah, cool.
Yeah, just give us a call. Make sure you give us a heads up.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I'll just fit in with you. I just want to make sure I go down the right track, and I'm pretty sure you're the right people to steer me in the right direction.
Easy done, man.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Ciao.